This is Carl E. Swanson speaking from my home at 1860 Eleanor Avenue in St. Paul, Minnesota on January 30th, 1978. Back in the 1950s, while I was associated with what is now known as the Sperry Rand Corporation, I became acquainted with two former employees of Major Edwin Howard Armstrong, famed for his many contributions to radio. One of these men was Mr. Fred Hargesheimer, and the other, Mr. Richard Gillen. From these men, especially from Mr. Hargesheimer, I heard many interesting accounts of close personal and professional contacts with Armstrong. It was from Mr. Gillen, however, that I received the invitation to make the tape copy which I am reproducing on this reel. Side number one of this reel is a recording of a speech made by Major Armstrong on the occasion of the presentation of the Armstrong Medal to Captain Rounds of England. From the introduction of Armstrong, it will be noted that he was addressed as Howard instead of Edwin. Hargesheimer confirmed that to his close friends, Armstrong was addressed as Howard. A personal interest to me is Major Armstrong's reference in his speech to Captain Berkner. Lloyd V. Berkner was a classmate of mine in the 1927 class of electrical engineers from the University of Minnesota. Armstrong's Eastern pronunciation of the name Berkner was a bit strange to my ears. Side number two of this reel is a recording of some of the very early transmissions employing frequency modulation, together with some comparisons of FM and AM reception under the conditions of severe noise. Side number one is quite clear. Mr. Gillen's tape, which I copied, may have been the original. The one or two breaks or interruptions heard on this side were on the tape I copied. Unfortunately, I do not have information about the date and place of this speech. Major Armstrong died in about 1953. Side number two is not of like quality. I do not know how many generations its contents are removed from the original tapes, and it is quite likely that the earliest of these recordings were made on old equipment having some substantial deficiencies. Nevertheless, side two is a record of some historic value. Now we shall hear these recordings.